This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Just started snowing out of nowhere this morning, man. Y'all better pay attention to this climate control, man. This climate manipulation. And DC keep talking about we're a resilient city. And that's a model based off the Rothschilds controlling the climate to create natural disasters they can pay for to own the cities, man. Be careful.
Ah, those crafty Jews controlling the weather, making it snow in Washington, D.C. so they can control the cities. That's Democrat Washington, D.C. City Councilman Trayon White. He was asked to go tour the Holocaust Museum after he made that video of himself driving in his automobile. Here in Washington, D.C., a little light snow started while he was driving. It was in the winter time. He blamed the Jews, the Democrat, Trayon White. He was reelected in a landslide after that. He was shamed into going to tour the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. When he got there, he decided to give him the slip and walk out rather than looking at the Holocaust Museum. He's not much for education. Trayon White, you're a Democrat Party. If you're Jewish and you're a Democrat, yeah, it's past time to wake up. And it's mailbag day. It's mailbag day here on the Chris Plant Show. I have my mailbag questions right in front of me. Remarkable stuff going on. Now, our last caller, Nick, was on the line, and he was raising very good questions, a veteran of the Vietnam War, and talking about what's going on at Columbia University and at Yale. And, you know, the Holocaust deniers, well, they're not really Holocaust deniers, they're Holocaust promoters is what they are. When you're promoting from the river to the sea and you don't know which river you're talking about, and you don't even know which sea you're talking about, that one should be pretty easy. Then maybe you're not qualified to go around blabbing your mouth about this. Maybe you should tuck your tongue away and what is it? Shut the beep up just because it'll be the best thing for everybody. But as Nick mentioned, at Columbia University, where they have all this mayhem going on, they told them in no uncertain terms, take down your brand new George Soros REI matching tents and get off of the quad. Stop promoting the genocide of the Jewish people while defending a radical Islamic terrorist group that is genuinely and authentically genocidal. The Democrat Party has saddled up with the genocidal side while accusing the side under attack of being genocidal themselves. Makes no sense, but that's where their brains are. Now, the people at Columbia University said, get out. And they said, no. And they said, okay, all right, well, then you've got two more days. You've got 48 hours to get out. And they said, we're not going to get out after 48 hours either. So they told them to shove it, the genocidal lunatics. Columbia protests, you see, the encampments to continue as college negotiates with protesters. Columbia University said early this morning that student protesters had agreed to take down, quote, a significant number of tents, end quote. But the protests continue. They call them protests. They're, honestly, it's 1938 all over again. Remarkable stuff. An encampment protest started this morning at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, with about 90 students seen joining shortly after 6 a.m. Normally, you can't get them up for 6 a.m. at 6 a.m. for anything. But when it comes to genocide, they're willing to get out of bed early. The school said a university spokesmodel said that the encampment on the university's, quote, historic and residential greens is a violation of university policy, end quote. Yeah, well, you know, what was it the guy in the Obama administration said? They essentially agree with Mao that all power comes from the barrel of a gun, and that the position of the left and the Democrat Party is that all power comes from the barrel of a gun.
We know this is largely about power, that it's an adults-only, no-limit game. We kind of agree with Mao that political power comes largely from the barrel of a gun.
Ron Blum of the Obama White House. I assume that he's in the Biden White House somewhere. They always are. But at Columbia University, they've now given the students 48 hours. And they say, well, we'll ask some of the people that don't go to school here to take down their tents. And where did all these brand new matching tents come from? And can George Soros and Alex Soros be far behind? Even though they're Jewish, you know, they're treasonous, treacherous traitors to their country. And I assume to the Jewish people as well. So remarkable stuff. Columbia University said early this morning that student protesters had agreed to take down a significant number of tents, but protests will continue. It follows a midnight deadline set by school president Manoush Shafiq, who is Egyptian. She's the president of the university. Why? Well, because she's an Egyptian WOC. She is a woman of color. That's why she's the president of Columbia University. She doesn't have other credentials. And she said, Manoush Shafiq said there's a midnight deadline. And they said, no, there isn't. We're not leaving. And they said, okay, all right, there's no midnight deadline, but there's 48-hour deadline. Now you've got four. And they said, no, we're not going to leave. So it's time to bring in the fire hoses and maybe the German shepherds. You know what we should bring out? We should bring out Joe Biden's German shepherds. We should bring out Major and Commander need to be brought out to the and just let him off the leash. And point at the protesters and yell, they're Secret Service. they're Secret Service. And the dogs will attack them viciously and rip the flesh off of them. There'll be blood everywhere. The news media still won't cover it, though. CNN won't cover it. CNN is 24 hours a day on Trump, because they're a filthy propaganda outlet. They're anti-American at CNN. Each individual that works there is anti-American and un-American, and the organization is anti-American and un-American. They don't cover the news. They do political propaganda for the Democratic Party and little to nothing more. Classes at Columbia University's main campus remain a mixture of virtual and in-person. If you're a jihadi, show up in person. If you're a Jew, you better find someplace else to watch it online. After more than 100 students were arrested last week following protests over the war in Gaza, and the protests are spreading to campuses across the United States of America with encampments established at the University of Michigan, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Cal State Polytechnic in Humboldt, California. Now they say the FBI, no they're not, is coordinating with college campuses to arrest the Jews. Then maybe the FBI is after the Jews now. The FBI is coordinating with college campuses to make them aware of anti-Semitic threats and possible violence in connection with the ongoing wave of protests. FBI Director Christopher Wray told NBC News' Lester Holt in an exclusive interview. And the FBI director, who is not trustworthy and is a sneering, snarling Democrat, shouldn't really be taking it as word, can't be trusted. But he did say something like in an exclusive interview with Lester Holt. And so we've got that going on. Isn't that amazing? Now, they're negotiating and they say, okay, you got 48 hours more. Don't worry. Okay. It's a midnight deadline. And they said, no, we're not moving. And they said, okay, no midnight deadline. And we'll give you 48 more, not 24, not 12, 48 more hours. And, you know, the blah, blah, blah. So Newt with Lester Holt, all right, so let's go right now to Newt Gingrich, because I mentioned that Newt used the N-word. And he was doing an interview last night. He was on with Laura Ingraham on the Fox News Channel. And the question of the protests was the topic on the table. And as I said, Newt used the N-word talking about the protesters on these college campuses and in particular Ivy League campuses. I used the same N-word a little while ago myself.
I look at these university presidents who are cowards. The whole idea that Columbia can't guarantee safety, that the rabbi at Columbia urged Jewish students to go home because he thought it was physically dangerous. Yale has lost partial control. You go down the list.
You can go down the list. Well, what does all this mean, Neutster?
There are clear steps that can be taken. People who violate the rules can be expelled. People who are there who are not U.S. citizens can be deported. We do not want to run a risk of the gradual rise of essentially a Nazi-like anti-Jewish movement, and that's what it is.
Essentially a Nazi-like anti-Jewish movement. And that is exactly what it is, and it's the way that I have been describing it, and that's the N-word, the Nazi-like movement. And it's true. The students are told, well, this is over now. Your anti-Semitism is not welcome here. And when they say, screw you, and chant from the river to the sea, you're expelled. You expel two or three of them. That puts an end to that lickety-split. And then you've got foreigners, and it doesn't matter if they're illegal aliens. They're foreigners. I don't care if you're from Saudi Arabia or from Jordan or where you're from, if you are, or if you're from England or if you're from China, wherever you are from originally. If you're in the country on a visa, let's say a student visa, as you might be at Columbia University, and you're engaged in this, you know, we need Donald Trump in the White House, because these SOBs should be deported so fast that their heads would spin. And every immigrant who's a guest of our country, who may or may not be from an Arab country or a Muslim country, should be deported so fast that they don't know what happened to them. You don't even have time to get your stuff. You're coming with me, you're on a plane, and we're some beep-hole airline to bring you back to your beep-hole country, where you'll be shoved out the door, and by the way, you will be barred from re-entering the United States of America because you're a jihadi, and we're not, but the Democrats are inviting jihadis into the country. Newt Gingrich last night on the Fox News channel talking about the N-word, the Nazi-like movement.
This is largely driven by anti-Semitism, and I think we have to be very tough and very direct that we are not going to tolerate this kind of anti-Semitism.
Now, Newt is right, as he almost always is, and absolutely on the money. They should be expelled when they're told enough of this. This is Columbia University. This is MIT. This is Harvard. We're not doing this here. But you know what? All the leadership, they're lefties that have brainwashed and indoctrinated these people, and many of them are products of the brainwashing and the indoctrination that has been taking place for years while normal, healthy people have not been paying attention. They've been going all transgender, gender dysphoric, sexually screwed up beyond description. And who knew? The rising tide of a Nazi-like movement, as Newt Gingrich described it. But there they are. Now, I mentioned Christopher Wray, the FBI director, did an interview with Lester Holt on NBC Fake News last night. And Christopher Wray, you know, they collect all this stuff, and then where are they now? What you know, are you guys too busy rounding up January 6 grandmothers that walked across the lawn to pray? You bunch of, you know, there's a Nazi-like movement elsewhere in the country, too. But here is Christopher Wray talking to Lester Holt on NBC Fake News last night.
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily? Are you concerned about threats emanating from these demonstrations?
What a gentle question.
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in.
Really? Since when?
Ensues.
They're not Catholics.
That's when we get concerned, when you have threats of violence. And so we have seen, even before October 7th, we saw a significant increase, especially in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence.
More than
and
doubled.
Since October 7th, that number has gone up quite substantially.
He doesn't even say more than doubled. He's downplaying it. And Lester Holt is, there have been some peaceful protests that are loving and adoring, like the New York Times had the headline, that the protests continue with dancing and pizza. Yeah, but only because they're chanting about how they're going to put the Jews in the ovens. Hey, where's our, they got a, like a DOC, you know, Neapolitan ovens, extra large for human beings, the Democrat Party. Lester Holt and Christopher Wray, the FBI, and listen to how gentle and they're massaging this because the left looks out for its own. And we know that the FBI and the Democrat Party and the Christopher Wray and the Democrat Party, they're, you know, you throng my rind and I'll throng yours. That's kind of like you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours, but it involves the thronging of rinds.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests.
You don't?
But we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence with campuses, with state and local law enforcement, but we don't monitor protests.
So they can do nothing about it. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, we don't. You don't monitor, really? We can't trust Christopher Wray. We can't trust the FBI. What, really? That's it? You don't monitor? You're still arresting grandmothers who are praying on the lawn of the Capitol. Pre-dawn raids with rifles and body armor and helmets and CNN camera crews in tow. Your organization is a disgrace, and Christopher Wray didn't improve their standing last night with Lester Holt. We're in a very, very difficult spot in the United States of America. Truth itself is being drowned in the bassinet by the left. They're holding the, you know, his little baby's head underwear. They're holding a gurgle, gurgle, and they're laughing. And gonna put him in the microwave oven next. You know, like the Hamas Knights in a Nazi-like movement.
Did I hear you correctly say that perhaps he was influenced by Gurgle?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Bam, 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 bam. All right, so much more. So much more crazy to share. I have not left myself enough time to go to a phone call and give you the time that you deserve. But I do want to run. I have the mailbag questions in front of me right now. One of them is about me. One of the questions about me, it's very personal. It's not really very personal, but it's about my life and my history, sort of. And I will... that's the one maybe I don't want to say I'm looking forward to most, but I'm very much looking forward to that. And we have many other examples of Democrat Party madness to share with you because they're out of the cage again. And the mob at Schumer's home in New York, I believe more than 100 arrested at Schumer's home. And why would they be protesting at Schumer's home? He's the highest ranking Jewish American in the history of the country as the majority leader in the Senate. That's, you know, in the elected government. We've had secretaries of state and things that are Jewish, but we'll get to that because he's not on his own side. He's not on our side. He's not one of the good guys. Coming up.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
You know, there is a war going on in Ukraine that none of these college students care about. The Hindustan Times has a headline today. Russia has killed 500,000 Ukrainian soldiers since February. It's the Hindustan Times of 2022. Fezzo, since the beginning of the war, killed 500,000 Ukrainian soldiers. And reports are all over the place because our news media is a donkey show. But we had reports many months ago that 315,000 Russian soldiers, young men, have been killed in this war. They say that the military strategy that Putin and Russia have employed is the meat grinder strategy, which they do in every war that they're in. So they say 315,000 dead Russians, that was months ago, all young men. And now the reports out of Ukraine are all over the place as well as to the numbers of killed and wounded. But the latest today, 500,000 here, 500,000 there. There is a civil war going on in Syria where hundreds of thousands have been killed, a civil war going on in Yemen with some Saudi involvement where hundreds of thousands have been killed. There is a civil war going on in Sudan where hundreds of thousands have been killed and where slavery is alive and well with militias capturing people and forcing them into slavery, or they'll murder them because that's what's going on in Sudan. Amazing stuff. And nobody on any college campus is protesting about any of those where the death count is 10 times, 20 times, 50 times as high as it is in the Gaza, which was a war that was started by Hamas because they're genocidal lunatics and they're, you know, I don't want to describe what they did to the people, to the women, to the children, but the most horrific sort of Hollywood Saw Part 6 stuff that you could hopefully imagine. Amazing. Now, let me grab a phone call. Let's go to Bill, calling from beautiful Bend, Oregon. Bill, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Oh, hey. Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to comment on the last segment on George Soros and well, Chuck Schumer, too, these people that now are coming against their self-hating Jews. And I speak of this myself, being I'm not Jewish by faith, but my grandfather was Jewish, making me roughly 25% Jewish and therefore eligible for Auschwitz back in the day with Hitler.
Yeah.
So I say this from this point and not lightly, but these self-hating Jews need to be referred to from now on, whenever their names are spoken, as what they truly are. They are Gynos, Jews in name only. And that's all you can say. They don't support their heritage, and they need to be treated just like any other in name only party.
Like Rhinos, the Republican in name only.
Absolutely.
Label, and Gyno, absolutely, Jewish in name only. And Chuck Schumer is not standing up, not a peep out of him about any of this, has there been?
No, absolutely. Well, his peep has been to take up the cause of Hamas. So
right,
you have it right there.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. And you may be aware of this, but you know, Bill, last night a mob showed up outside of Schumer's home in New York, and I believe there were more than 100 arrests of the lunatics outside of Chuck Schumer's home in New York. I don't think he was even there, but every day is an IQ test, and these people can be relied upon to fail the IQ test every day. Bill, I like the Jewish in name only label. I'm surprised it doesn't already exist, but now it does.
Well, you certainly have my blessing to use it as you see fit going forward.
Thank you very kindly, Bill. Thank you. Have a beautiful Bend, Oregon day.
And it is beautiful out there, out here today, so I will enjoy it. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you. Thanks, Bill. Now let's go, since we're talking about Schumer. The headline of the New York Times 44 minutes ago on Al Gore's amazing internet, peace be upon him, praise the patriarchy. The headline is, a second night of Passover, Jewish New Yorkers target Schumer. The New York Times tells me that they're Jewish New Yorkers. Approximately 200 were arrested this morning, and I only heard about 100 arrested. The New York Times says approximately 200 were arrested after pro-Palestinian Jewish groups. Oh, really? They call themselves Jinos too. Now, Jino, got to say Jino very carefully. Approximately 200 were arrested after pro-Palestinian Jewish groups allegedly rallied near Chuck Schumer's home as close as they could get. They didn't get into the living room. As the Senate prepared to authorize billions of dollars in aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Now, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York prepared for a final vote to pass an aid package, which is another can of worms, that would provide $26 billion to Israel and billions more to Ukraine. You know, a lot of that Israel money is actually going to Africa, but they just slipped it in there because we're lied to all the time by these people on Capitol Hill. Amazing stuff. Now, approximately 200 protesters were arrested, according to the police, after blocking traffic in his Brooklyn neighborhood. Just run him over. On the second night of Passover, Jewish holiday, to call for an end to United States military support for Israel. What did it sound like at Chuck Schumer's house last night, Michael? Did it sound festive and pro-American?
If you do not move and get onto the sidewalk right now, you will be arrested for disorderly conduct.
They always bring a drum. Where do they get all these mentally ill people? The Democrat Party has organized the mentally ill very effectively. And it is them. Honestly, stop. They got one guy screaming. It's all the call and response stuff because they're such lemming. They're such zombies, glassy-eyed loons, with one lunatic who should be grabbed by the police first, thrown to the ground, cuffed, tie wrapped, dragged away by the ankles, and thrown in the back of an Irish slur paddy wagon after being hit with an Irish slur billy club. But that's a stop funding. Who's funding genocide? See, what they're doing is fighting for genocide, and they're either that ignorant or that evil. Those are the only two options, that they know that they're supporting the genocidal side in this war, while ignoring wars all over the place where the casualties are enormously higher. But never mind that. Chuck Schumer's house last night, New York City.
Let Gaza live! Let Gaza live!
Let's go!
Let Gaza live!
Let's go!
Let Gaza live!
Yeah, they love chanting and this little sings. They're such musical people, the Nazis, aren't they? Just amazing. Yes, sir. And so they're out there, and the police are out there. That police bullhorn reminded me of the old the clips from the Rush Limbaugh show, where he played the Justice Brothers or something, and like the Al Sharpton with a bullhorn audio that Rush Limbaugh used to play. But it's really the police, and they're the lunatics are wearing T-shirts, that black T-shirts, professionally made, and they all have matching and complimenting T-shirts, ceasefire now T-shirts, black with big white print. And Jews say ceasefire now. Jews don't really say that. Not good Jews, not real Jews. Maybe some fake Jews, some Jinos. We pay the price for genocide in Palestine. They have professionally made signs and union shops that they've got. And the police really should be a lot rougher, I think, with these people. This is the rise of Nazism, as Newt Gingrich said last night at the home of Chuck Schumer.
Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now!
I'd tase him.
Ceasefire now!
Hit him with the beanbag guns. Billy clubs, beanbag guns, tasers, pepper spray. Get the big canister, like the fire extinguisher-sized can of mace and pepper spray. Bring them out there, hose them down real good. They need a good hosing down anyway.
May I suggest using a nightstick, officer?
Get out of here!
I think that's an excellent idea, nightstick. I prefer billy club because it's an Irish slur, an anti-Irish slur. Yeah, so the war in Syria, never mind about that. The war in Yemen, never mind about that. No ceasefire. How about hundreds of thousands dead in Ukraine? No ceasefire there. And you know why they don't care about the Ukraine? I think I've mentioned this on the radio before. Why the left doesn't care about the Ukraine-Russia war. It's because it does not comport with the critical race theory equation where you have an oppressor and the oppressed, because both sides are white. So that's why the left doesn't care about that. Both sides are white. And that makes it much better, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Now, we've got lots of, and I tell you, we even pulled some Jonah Goldberg audio, believe it or not. But let's go to soundbite number 16. Number 16, Victor Davis Hanson. Victor Davis Hanson was on the television last night on the Sean Hannity program. On the Sean Hannity program on the Fox News Channel. Vid, the great professor, Hudson Institute, the brilliant thinker, writer, Victor Davis Hanson, professor. And so, well, what's going on in the country? Why are we seeing this madness on college campuses and beyond? Victor Davis Hanson.
We've never been in this territory. We have 55 million people who were not born in the United States. That's the highest number in our history and the highest percentage. Almost 15% with the latest 10 million. We don't authenticate them. We don't do background checks. We don't even try to integrate and assimilate them. So they are tribal. We say your tribal fides, not your American or your shared residence, is what counts.
That's exactly right. That's identity politics. That is critical race theory. And it's also part and parcel of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the Democrat Party is racist. They've always been racist. Now they're racist against Jews and white people. And they're anti-American. They're an anti-American party. 55 million people in the country from other countries. And, you know, I'm all for a healthy immigration system. Bring people in. And you want to be an American? You're welcome in my America. I expect you to be here to assimilate and not to balkanize and pit us against one another. But the left invites people in knowing that they will balkanize and pit us against one another. Victor Davis Hanson on DEI and the left.
And then we shouldn't forget this diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's really pernicious in two ways. It says that if you're so-called non-white, you can't be discriminatory, you can't be racist, you can't be anti-Semitic, and the world is divided into oppressors and oppressed, and the Israelis and the Jews are oppressive white people, and therefore you get a complete pass to say whatever you want.
And the Russians and the Ukrainians are both white, so they can kill millions as far as the Democrat Party cares, and the left kills millions all the time. That's their history. And the communists that, you know, come on. So that's amazing stuff. And keep in mind what's going on these college campuses and the Ivy League in particular. There have been a lot of rule changes lately, and there are no longer standardized tests because standardized tests were racists. So now we've got these college campuses made up of people that have been indoctrinated and brainwashed, and they don't have American roots. Their fathers and grandfathers didn't fight in the Vietnam War and the Korean War and the World War II, fighting the Socialist Workers Party and the communists in North Korea and the communists in Vietnam. So they have no heritage of fighting, you know, forget about the American Revolution and the Civil War. And they're here to destroy, to tear down America because they're the left, and they didn't come here the usual way, like legal immigrants who become some of the greatest Americans and greatest citizens. Victor Davis Hanson.
We don't even have the SAT anymore to go to these elite schools in most cases. And Yale gives 80% A's. The rest of the Ivy League is close behind. These students are not taking rigorous courses. They have plenty of time. They're gut courses. And these universities that are intent on racing to the bottom because they're letting in students by their own admission would never have been admitted according to their own standards just 4 or 5 years ago, and now the students are running the university and they determine the grade policy, the types of courses that are offered, and they're in control, and the presidents are terrified of them.
The short version is this is the left. These aren't liberals. This is the left, the international left, the worldwide left. The Democrat Party is now a part of the, forget about Davos, it's worse than that, the Moscow-Beijing left, the Hanoi-Pyongyang left. They are fundamentally anti-American, fundamentally un-American. They are fundamentally racist against white people and now against Jews, because Jews are the oppressors in Israel, having given the Palestinians the West Bank and of course, the Gaza, twice the size of Washington, D.C., with 25 miles of Mediterranean seafront property. It should be Monaco, but instead it's a blood-drenched loony bin. And the Democrats are saddling up with them because, let's face it, they're anti-Semites. I've got Ted Cruz audio coming up as well. Let's go to Jonathan Schauser. Jonathan Schauser, summit number 24. Schauser is with an organization that attempts to make sense of the world, and the Democrats oppose him as a result. Oh, and we have the mailbag on the next hour. Today's mailbag, anyway. Let's go to Jonathan Schauser. What's going on with these mobs on campus? Where did they come from?
What we found was that there was an organization, an umbrella organization known as AMP, American Muslims for Palestine. They were previously based in Chicago, now based here in Falls Church, Virginia. They are the ones that created this network to begin with. It started with just a handful of campuses. There's now 200 campuses that have SJP.
SJP, Students for Justice in Palestine, radical extremists. Jonathan Schauser, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's the senior vice president there. And there is a money stream coming from the likes of Soros and a couple of his organizations and other radical left-wing groups that want anarchy and chaos and probably civil war as their final destination. Amazing. Man, oh man. Yeah, so you got these organizations. Let's go to Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, who was also talking about, hey, where do these groups come from? Suddenly they're all over the place on campus. How did that happen?
It's my firm belief these are not grassroots. They're funded by outside groups, right? Likely through 501c3s, through Hamas.
501c3s through Hamas, she said. And I pulled that audio yesterday. She was on the television yesterday morning, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. And Hamas, she says, now we're funneling billions of dollars to the Palestinians, which means Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, both of which are genocidal death cults, racist, genocidal, hate cults. And the Democrats can't wait to give them more money and to pander to them. And most of the Democrats would be killed by them before they finish their shawarmas. I love their shawarmas. Don't you like their shawarmas? I like the chicken shawarma. But I've got audio from Senator Ted Cruz talking about this last night. And more of the jihadis themselves here in the United States of America being interviewed by journalists, and they have no idea. No idea what they're protesting in favor of, for the most part. But they're useful idiots for the cause. And Nancy Pelosi on the subject.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.